is Hashgayach. Yaakov Moshe. Moshe gathered Am Yisrael. So Swami Kedoshim say, in order to build the Mishkan, which is the topic of the parasha, you need a kehila, you need an inyan of bringing together Am Yisrael together, lahakil. Only the Am Yisrael is united, can they passively build a Mishkan. That's why the first thing which Moshe Rabbeinu tells Am Yisrael, beginning of this week's parasha, is the mitzvah of Shabbos. So Rashi points out that he was magged in Shabbos and Lechus and Mishkan. But Shabbos is the Raza, the Echad. Shabbos is the secret of Achdus, becoming one. Only when Am Yisrael is one, can we build the Mishkan in the Bechina of Shabbos. So the Asik Kasha from the Medrash. The Medrash says, on the Pasuk, Kol Ish Asheyet Ben Olivo, every Jew who donates should contribute to the Mishkan. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Shafil Echad Yisrael Yochel La'asayse. Even one Jew by himself could build the whole Mishkan. So it says, Kol Ish, any person, Asheyet Ben Olivo, can come for the Melechus HaKodesh. It's Mashma, the Medrash says, that the Mishkan is for even one Jew. So you have apparently some kind of a steal. On the one hand, it seems the Mishkan is a mitzvah of Am Yisrael. It's a mitzvah of Tzibur. It's a team only. It's shayach only to Am, to the Klal Yisrael. And the other side, it seems that each Yachid v'Yachid has a mitzvah of Mishkan. Those of us who were last week in Tinek know that somebody discussed it, one of the shulim. I don't remember who it was, but someone came up with Shiloh, whether the Mikdash, the Mishkan is a mitzvah siyachid or a mitzvah sim. See, we have a problem in the Svar Maktoishim also. So he says, that, he says a Pashto Teretz, the Shem Shmuel says, the difference is based upon the Ramban and the Zohar, which we quoted a few times. The Shitas Ramban and the Zohar is, that the Pashas from the Torah Keseda, that the Pasha of Shuma and the Tzava perceived Kesisa and then Vayakal Pekudek, that there was a Tzivri of the Mishkan before the Maisa Egel, not like Rashi. Rashi interprets the Pasha of Kesisa as in the wrong place. Ein Mugdam Umucha B'Torah, that the Pasha of Kesisa preceded the Egel, that the mitzvah of the Egel preceded the mitzvah of the Mishkan, because the Mishkan, according to Rashi, was a kapar for the Egel. But according to the Ramban, there was a mitzvah of Mishkan before the Egel. So the answer to our problem is the Mishkan something which only the whole Am Yisrael together could build, or could even one Jew by himself build the Mishkan? So the difference is, which tzivri of the Mishkan? If it's the tzivri of the Mishkan, Tumah Tetzava, before the Egel, this even one Jew could build. As it says in Parshas Tumah, Kol Isha Sheyet Ben Olivo. Because the Gemara says in Sota, Dav Gimel on the Beis, Kodem Shechotu Yisrael, Hoysa Hashchina Shora, Im Kol Echad Ve'echad. Before the Jews sinned with the Egel, the Shechina was with every single Jew. But once the Chet of the Egel took place, couldn't have every Jew by himself so holy. You needed all the Jews to come together. And the Yakel, Moshe gathered all the Jews together in the Bechina of Shabbos. Like Shabbos creates an achdus, a oneness, and that's why only then can we build the Mishkan. That's why in Tumah Tetzaveh, the tzivri of Shabbos comes at the end. And just to tell me that you don't build it on Shabbos. But in the Yaakov Pekudei, the mitzvah of Shabbos comes first, because the union of Shabbos of achdus precedes the whole idea of the Mishkan.
Over here by Truman it says Kol Isha Sheyet Ben Olivo, but over here by Vayakal it doesn't say that, it says Kol Mediv Olivo.
Right.
It doesn't say Ish.
Right, it doesn't say Kol Ish. Right. Very good. Excellent. Yeah. He goes into this. He says, now he wants to explain that in Truman it says Kol Isha Sheyet Ben Olivo Lashon Yachid, and in our parasha it says Kol Nediv Libo. These are the word Ish, but it says Kol Nediv Libo, which might be interpreted to be Yachid. So he says like this. So says Shabbos we know is the b'china of Achdus. It makes all the Jews into one. Everyone becomes Chaverim. So the question is, if all Jews become one, all of Am Yisrael is mamish one, Ish Echad, Belev Echad, why is it that in Olam Haba we say that not every tzaddik has his own Olam, every tzaddik has his own universe, which is different than other tzaddikim in the schus of Olam Haba? So since Shabbos is Me'ein, so maybe we should end the Pashas Pudei. Because based on the pasuk, it says Ki Holecha Adam al Beis Olamo. Means Vashman, the person has his own Olam, his own personal Olam Haba, which is unique for him. But Shabbos, we say, is Me'ein Olam Haba. So Shabbos should go somehow. It all seems to be unique for each Jew, rather than this idea of all Jews together. Furthermore, Shabbos we know is a bechina of geula. Shabbos is a kind of a geula, a redemption, which we'll talk about a bit later on. We'll explain what the geula of Shabbos is. So, and we know in geula, Rashi says in Parshas Netzachim and Netzavim, Kivyach ol kilo Kadosh Baruch Hu oches b'chol echad ve'echad b'yadam avim and agalios. The time of geula, Kadosh Baruch Hu will take each Jew one by one and bring them out of galus. So it seems that the geula hasita will also be for yechidim. Each yachid will be zochet to his own personal geula. Lost of love, because Kadosh Baruch Hu will take each yachid by his hand and take him. And Kotzker said, the Kadosh Baruch Hu will check each Jew one by one to see if he's fit for geula. Not just because he's part of Klal Yisrael. So Shabbos is geula. So what do we mean when we say it's an in of the Klal Yisrael? So he says like this. He says there's a medrash which asks the question, there's a stira between how Kadosh Baruch Hu relates to the stars or the angels. It says Kasav Echad Omer Lechulam B'Shem Yikra, and Kasav Echad Omer Lechulam Shemos Yikra. One place seems that God calls all the heavenly, the Tzivos, all the heavenly hosts with one name, Shem. Another possibly calls each star a separate Shem, for each Malach a separate Shem. So what does it mean? So Medrash says, Kadosh Baruch Hu Mevakesh Lekrosam Ke'echad Kara Lechulam Shem Echad Shekara Lechol Echad V'Echad V'Shmo Kara Oto M'Chol Gavriel. Kadosh Baruch Hu sometimes calls all the angels together. He calls one name and all the angels respond. And sometimes he wants individual angels, so there's Michael, Gabriel, different angels. So it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu loves the Malachim, whether as a klal or as a prat. So we can say the same thing that vis-a-vis Shabbos. Kadosh Baruch Hu loves Am Yisrael on two levels. He loves Am Yisrael as a klal. King of Shabbos is a cloud. Rosa Be'echad, everybody is one. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu also loves each Jew as a special person on Shabbos, separately.
It's the Jews that you said a few weeks ago about they were saying Yantif and Shabbos, because Yantif is about Simchon going out, Shabbos is about owning the individual and internal, and just relationship between the individual and Kadosh Baruch Hu.
Right, that's good. Very good. Good comparison. So, he wants to say that on Shabbos itself there might be a difference between the night of Shabbos, which we know is the Bechina of Shama, and the day of Shabbos, which is Zohar. I don't know if I explained this to you, Efren, but
we'll once at night, so it's in the Nigunim, and at daytime we have words.
Right, night is Nigunim and daytime is words. Right, you said that. Can I explain
with
that?
That's something to do with this
Shama versus Zohar?
I think that's something different, sorry.
Okay. Good. So, Shama is at night, and Zohar is by day, because at night is the Bechina of Inuchuva, Lashon Nekeva. It's the Bechina of Nekeva. And by day, we say the Inuchuva, Zohar. And Nekeva is passive, and Zohar is active. So there's a Shmira of Shabbos, which means you stay away from Averos that night, the night of Shabbos, because you basically you do Malacha till the night begins, and then I stop Malacha. So the main so to speak, expression of Leil Shabbos is Shvisa Mimalocha, Shmira Shabbos. Then by the day comes, so the day, the special day that Zohar says and the Gemara says, Talmud Torah. It's a special base of Medrash of Shabbos, a special Shu'urim of learning, and this is by day. Kriya Satorah is our special thing, the day of Shabbos, the biggest Kriya Satorah of the week. Seven Aliyahs, then again Mincha, again. So it's a day, the Yom Shabbos is an active day in Kiyum HaMitzvahs. It's Bechin of Zohar. Zohar is active, the cave is passive. That's why night is Shomar and day is Zohar. So he says that the night, the union of Shomer at night, is the union of the Klai Yisrael. The union of Klai Yisrael. It's the union of the Knesset Yisrael is a midah of Nekeva. Knesset Yisrael, the Shechina. That's the Shomer of night. And once we go through the night and we're Zohar to the Shabbos of the Klai Yisrael at night, then during the day, we have the Shabbos of Kol Echad Ve'Echad, of Zohar. Each Jew by day, obviously everybody learns Torah in their own individual way. Some Jews learn Torah more than others, and deeper. So on Shabbos, Yom Shabbos, in the Zechira of Shabbos, there's something very individualistic about it. That's the Bechin of Shabbos, of Zohar, of the Yom. The Bechin of Shabbos at night, Shvisa for Malacha, all the Jews are the same. Everybody stops doing malach at night, so it's the same thing. So on Shabbos, we have a Klai Yisrael level of Shabbos, which is the Shvisa Mimalacha dimension of Shabbos. And then we have the individual experience of Shabbos. Each Jew has a special experience in the Bechina of Zohar through his own Talmud Torah, his own personal Onek Shabbos. Every Jew fulfills the Kiyumim of Shabbos in their own special way. That's Zohar, and this is the Yom Shabbos. So therefore, we have like this. So we do say Shabbos is Nein Olam Haba, Shabbos is Geula, and this will be each individual. Because we say Geula is for each individual, there will be a Geula. That relates to the din of Zohar, of Shabbos of the day, where each Yachid is special. Right. And that's where each Jew are compared to stars. If each star is a whole world unto itself, so each Jew is a separate world unto itself. As we say, "Kol Mekayim Nefesh Achas in Yisrael Kilukim Olam Mole." So therefore, we can say like this: once he put Shabbos before Melechus HaMishkan, as we explain, that they should join together to become a Knesset Yisrael, to become one klal. Then after they have the Bechina of Shomer of Shabbos, the Zohar for the Zohar of Shabbos, for each one as a Yachid. And each Yachid could make it. But this, in other words, once we have the Koach of the Klal Yisrael, then the Yechidim can develop their own individual level of Shabbos. But first you have to have the fundamental, basic level of Shmira Shabbos, which is Klai Yisrael. And then after that, the Yechidim can develop their own Indian, their own Oneg or Zechira Shabbos. And this way, we can have a Shabbos of the Klal and a Shabbos of the Prat. And this way, the Klai Yisrael can build the Mishkan, and even a Yachid can build the Mishkan. However, if we wouldn't have first the Klal Yisrael together, the Yachid could never do it, because since there was the Chet of the Egel, as we said before, the Chet of the Egel made the Koach of the Yachid very, very weak. Only the Klal Yisrael has the main Koach of Am Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael has to join together, and they have to overcome the Chet of the Egel. Am Yisrael as a Klal will gather together to overcome the Chet of the Egel. Then Am Yisrael can be Zohar for the Mishkan, and then the Yechidim can arise and they can also be Zohar for the Mishkan. It's a very important point that actually the Geula, so we see also from Chazals that there were certain great individuals like Yoshio HaMelech, other great people, Chizkiyahu HaMelech. It says in the Midrash from Chazal, Kodesh Baruch Hu said these people are right to be Mashiach. They were so great that their personality and their tzitzis was Mashiach level. even Rabbi Akiva said Bar Kochba was at such a level. But the problem is, the Gemara says, why did all these individuals were so great and could be Mashiach not turn into the Mashiach? The answer is because the Klal Yisrael didn't live up to the level that the Klal Yisrael should do. Because Mashiach needs the basis has to be the Klal Yisrael. Once we have the basis of Klal Yisrael, then you can have a special person to become the Mashiach. But the Lasid Lavo is not going to be based upon the Yachid. The Yachid is not going to. Now, for example, Yitzias Mitzrayim, a certain Midrashim would say, Eschus Moshe, the Jews left Mitzrayim. Or it says, Eschus Yosef, a Tzadik, other Midrashim. So Yitzias Mitzrayim could be, was not the Eschus of Klal Yisrael as a Klal. They were Memtashari Tumma. Either was Kadosh Baruch Hu Chishev as a Ketzer, Kadosh Baruch Hu did it on his own, or because Bliss Bein Absalom, or it was the Eschus of certain Yechidim, Moshe, Yosef. So Yitzias Mitzrayim was a Gula, which is really the Eschus of Yechidim. However, the Gula Asida, the future Gula, will be only based upon the Klal Yisrael, will be the basis, and then will be Hashlama through Yechidim. But the basis is going to be, that's why by Yakel Moshe, after the Chet Egel, you need to have an Achdus of Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael has to get to a certain level, and then we can build the Mishkan. Very nice.
Do you see why you started the building of the Mishkan on Achim Kippur?
Achim Kippur,
right.
The chief of Am Yisrael. Right, very good.
I think it's going to have to do with, I don't know, I've heard, I think maybe tomorrow that if I'll cry so with Shabbat, just on Shabbos, then it's two Shabbos.
Two Shabbos is then it was the Gula, right? You have to have Am Yisrael. You have to have Am Yisrael. That's why there's a very big mistake that some from Jews make. They say, we're from, so the other Jews are not from, so.
We like from Jews then.
We like all Jews. The thing is, we're not going to say, no, we'll bring the Gula. The Fum Jews will bring the Gula. But you see from the Shem Yishmur that that's not going to happen. Gula Sita requires Am Yisrael, requires the Klal. Rambam passes it from Halacha. Ram says, Ein Yisrael Nikolim Ela B'tshuva, it means all of Am Yisrael, the Sofam Shal Yisrael, Vuchvai Pticha Torah, Shesofam Shal Yisrael, Lasses Tshuva, B'sof Galusam, Miyad Heng Min Nikolim. Because Baruch Hu promises that all of the Jews will do tshuva and that will bring the Gula.
You have to
bring
the Baruch, make sure that
you have to bring that around and around. So you have to Gula. You want to bring the Gula, you have to work on the Klal Yisrael level. You have to focus on the Klal Yisrael. Yeah. Right, because once there'll be tshuva, so then yeah, we have to be redeemed. So maybe it won't be rachamim, it'll be apidim. So you say, Bonei Yerushalayim, amen, without the word rachamim. Right?
And then what about those who say the word rachamim?
Those who say rachamim, well, they figure that Kadosh Baruch Hu will do it with rachamim. Don't forget, Kadosh Baruch Hu can do it without tshuva. The Rambam paskens, you need tshuva, but the Arishonim, who say that Yisrael will be redeemed b'ita, without tshuva, there'll be a zman. Kadosh Baruch Hu will decide it's on his man to do it. Like at Mitzrayim, he did it without.
So it won't be the source of Klal.
And it won't be the source of the Klal. In fact, it might be because of the Yachid. There's a machlokas. I mean, this Shem Mishmur, in this piece, he's working on the idea of the Klal. That the Klal, after the Chet Ha'egel, the great responsibility rests upon the Klal. Before the Chet Egel was the era of Yechidim, Avon, Yitzchok, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, that Yechidim by themselves could do the whole thing. The Gemara says, for example, Matan Torah, especially the second Matan Torah, the Lucho Shnios, because Baruch Hu gave it to Moshe Rabbeinu, just Moshe Rabbeinu by himself, the Zohar from the Luchos. And Moshe Rabbeinu was at Tovas Ayin. He was very generous, he shared it with Am Yisrael. But he didn't have to, he could have kept the Luchos for himself. But once we had, but beyond that, we want to get the Geula, it's Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael. Sofim Shei Yisrael, Asa Tshuva. beyond anything going. This is Vayakel Moshe. Moshe gathered the Kehillah of Am Yisrael in order to build the Mishkan. This is one point. It's a very good point. Okay. And now we're going to go into a little bit deeper, the same topic, but a little bit more. He says like this. The first piece was in from the year Tov Reish Ayin Vav. Now it's in the year Tov Reish Ayin Gimel. So here it says, and now we, he said like this. There's a strange pasuk here. Kol nedib libo yivi'eho es tumas Hashem. Every generous heart should bring it the contribution of Hashem. So should you say yavi? Or say yivi'eho? You say yavi es tumas Hashem. Yivi'eho es tumas Hashem. Extra hate. Rashi says kol echol lefi dako. Everyone in his own way. He wants it like this. There's a Gemara in Sota, Hamad Beis, Kol HaMakriv Ola Scha Ola Biyodov, Kol HaMakriv Mincha Scha Mincha Biyodov, Misha Dato Shvei Lolov Malav Okosov Kilo Hikuv Kol Kabanas Kuna. The person is a Kabban Ola, he gets Scha for Kabban Ola. Things are Mincha, Scha for Mincha. But however, if someone is modest and humble, he has Scha as if he were all the Kabanas in the world. So the Rebbe Rabbunim Mepeshischa said like this, Simcha Bunim Mepeshischa said as follows. He said, what does it mean, Schar Ola Biyodo? Kol HaMakriv Ola Schar Ola Biyodo, Kol HaMakriv Mincha Schar Mincha Biyodo. It's a strange expression. He interprets it to mean, he knows that he did it. He knows that he did it. He feels good about it. So that's all he has, is what he did. He knows he brought a carbon mincha. He feels good. I did a mitzvah, I brought a carbon mincha. So because he feels good, that's all he has. Ska mincha biyado, has nothing else. Abu Misha died to Shvela Olav. Someone is humble, doesn't think he did anything special. He doesn't pat himself on the back. It's as if he did everything, more than just what he did. Of course, he's not massive Tovala Asmo. He doesn't pat himself on the back and feel good about what he did. He did it because he has to do it. What the person is supposed to do, this good thing. He's not doing it to get the good feeling. He just does it because that's the right thing to do. So then he gets much more than just what he did. He has more schar or more credit. That's what the Simcha Bunim says. That's how he interpreted that particular chazal. So he says, what does it mean that he gets credit for all the kabanos? He gets credit for all the kabanos. Why all the kabanos? Why not those things? Why not something else? He says like this, Avada, the midah of anava, of being an anav, of being humble, is the greatest of all the midahs. It's greater than any other midah, any other personal characteristics. Because we know, Ish Moshe, anav Mo'od, the Torah is trying to find the characteristic to phrase Moshe Rabbeinu. Could have said Moshe Rabbeinu Chacham Ma'od. Could have said Moshe Rabbeinu Zariz Ma'od. Many things he had. Moshe Rabbeinu was courageous. Could have said Moshe Rabbeinu Dibor Ma'od. He was a Zariz. He was very full of energy to get things done. Could have said it was a tremendous manik, a machanech, a rebbe. Doesn't say that. Says anav mo'od. So obviously, from all the great things Moshe Rabbeinu had, the greatest thing was his midah v'anivus. And Rashi says shafel v'savlan. He was humble and patient. Yeah. The Aruch Hanasan says that there are people in Yerushalayim who who were lepers. They were outcasts, mukeshchin. So obviously a person's an outcast feels very degraded, very humble, very doesn't feel has any worth. It says Moshe Rabbeinu was, the Medrash says, was more shpela than all of them put together. So we see the midah of anivus, and the Rambam in Pirkei Avos on the Mishnah which says Ma'od ma'od hareish ba'alu achi explained it. Ma'od ma'od means that this is the greatest of all the midos, and there's a famous mashal that Rambam gives. Famous mashal, right? And you know what the believe that Chaim Vital said in the name of the Ari HaKadosh, Nebuchadnezzar, this Madrega, but the Ari HaKadosh said, if you want to study Kabbalah, which we study somehow through the Hasidus, he says you have to be at a level. He asks two questions. If someone gives you praise, do you feel good? If someone insults you, do you feel bad? If your answer to both questions is yes, then the real color says you're not ready. You're not ready for Kabbalah. You have to be able to say no to both questions. I guess the Baal Shem Tov made it easier for people because we're not at that level so much. So anyway, being a shvelus, a nivus, is a very, very high nida. So now he said like this: what is carbon? A carbon. Carbon means he brings things together. He brings things together. So, Kabbonos brings all the different parts of the world together so that it should be Shechina, that God should be able to be in every level of the world. Not just in heaven, but even down on earth. So it says in the Pasuk, Moram v'kadosh eshkon v'es daka v'shval ruach, right? God says, I'm high and high above, but still I'm with the most humble and with the oppressed peoples. Ani es daka, the Gemara Sotah says, Misha dato shvela olav, someone who is humble, he has God with him. This means, he says that this level means, even though he does mitzvahs and nice and tovim, but it doesn't make him feel special and proud. That's the level. He's always, and he's an ani and daka in his own eyes. He doesn't think that he deserves to have a shuras shechina. So then he brought the kapanos. Then he gets all of that, all of this closeness to Hashem. So now he says, kol nediv lev yivi eha as tumas Hashem. He should donate the nedivus lev. He should donate the mitzvah of being so generous. This itself he should give to Hashem. In other words, he shouldn't be thinking about how great he is and how special he is. He should only be thinking, ki nimcho hakol miyotcha nasanu lach. Whatever I give to Hashem is baruch, is what he gave to me. It's all a gift of Hashem, and that's why he doesn't have any special pride what he did. He's mevatel himself to God's will. He doesn't feel he was so generous. He doesn't have anything from his own. As it says in Pekovis, ten lo mishalo, ka'ato mishalcho shalo. This is the meaning of nasa v'nishma. As you said, nasa before nishma means a mevatel, they gave up their own will before God's will. They're not interested in figuring things out. They're ready to do. And therefore they're zocha to really understand. This is what the malachim, this is the b'china of a malach. A malach is the shliach of Hashem. All he wants to do is God's will, God's shlichus. Moshe, onav ma'od, so the Medrash says, I was in Nassim Shoya, onav kamalachi ha'shores. Onav ma'od m'kola adam. Ma'adam, but l'ma malachi ha'shores. He's like a malach. He was different than all people, but he's just like a malach. A malach exists only to do God's will. Without that God's will, he has no existence. So therefore, a person has to work on himself to somehow get to this level. It's not a natural level for a person. But Moshe Rabbeinu made it a natural level for him. So that's why this is the whole Indian, this kind of an attitude is necessary for Tumas and Mishkan. We're trying to make a place for the Shechina to rest. If there's gaiva, people are full of pride, the Shechina can't come, because we know Gemara says that God says, "Ein ani v'hu yechol modu k'echad." I cannot live together in the same place with a person with pride. It pushes away the Shechina. So therefore, you need to have this kind of self-effacement or bittul, that yesh, to bring the Kodesh Baruch Hu in to the Mishkan. Self-confidence is very good. You're supposed to have self-confidence. We explained this many times, that the idea of Yiras Hashem is, as the Chassidish Sfarim say, is not to be afraid of Hashem, but to see Hashem. Yiras Hashem real. Have anayim liros, to see Hashem. If a person sees Hashem wherever he turns, then the two things happen. First of all, it's bitul hayesh. He has no pride because he knows that Hashem is right near, so what kind of pride? However, he has tremendous self-confidence because he's doing what Hashem wants, and Hashem is hakol yachol, Hashem can accomplish everything, and Hashem will be matzliach as tzaka, will help him do what he has to do. So the inyan of, when we say bitul hayesh, is not depression, chas v'shalom, or feeling of helplessness, yush. Those are terrible. Those are very bad midos. That the Sfarim HaKadoshim say is from the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara tries to get us to have Morishcho, to be lack self confidence. The lack of self confidence is nothing but Yetzer Hara. Same way the Yetzer Hara tries to convince us to have Gaiva. The other side of Gaiva is yush. People have too much Gaiva. Yetzer Hara. People are too much miyuash, not enough confidence that they can do things. It's Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara, he always very big trickster. Either he gives a guy a lot of gaiva, so I'm such a big ball gaiva, why do I have to help that person out? Let him take care of himself, it's below my dignity. And then you can have the other way. Yetzer Hara makes me say, why should I help? How can I help him out? I can't do it. I'm a nobody. How can a nobody help somebody? It's also Yetzer Hara. He gives you too much gaiva, it gives you a false anivus. The Yetzer Tov, what's true is that you should say, Shavis Hashem Lenegdi Samad. I should be close to Hashem. And if I'm close to Hashem is Barach, then I have confidence because Hashem is Barach gives Barach to everybody to accomplish his Ratzon. And I have no gaiva because before such a tremendous Melech Malchem Lochem, so how can I have any gaiva? So, the right balance, the shleimus, which a person is supposed to have, is through Yiras Hashem. Yiras Hashem means liros, to see Hashem. Liros Hashem. However, in the Egel, when the Jews made the Egel, they right away lost this bittul. They did not see Hashem Yisbach. And what came into them? An in of gaiva. Because if they would truly have seen Hashem Yisbach, Shvis Hashem, and Negi Samid, so why did they have to create an ego? The whole idea of creating an ego was because they're trying to, somehow they lost their connection to Hashem. So up to their own devices, they start dreaming up, we should do this, we should do that. So they come up with a theory to make an Egel Azov. The Ramban has a long Avichus, he explains that most of the people had a good idea about the Egel Azov as a symbol of some kind of angel or something. But it wasn't that they wanted to worship before the Zohar. But that became already, but once they already began making up their own ways, others distorted it and it became a Avodah Zarah. Yeah, everything is twisted in a backwards way. But here there was an Indian says of Gaiva. Because the Gaiva meant that they came up with Cheshbon or Sarabin. They came up with their own theories of what to do. What do you need? The language is very relevant, as man is there. You know, we have all kinds of problems. Jews always have problems. Baruch Hashem. Hashem is Baruch always gives us problems. So what is the solution to all our problems? The solution is an old solution. It says in the Torah, V'ayim Shmar Tishma Mitzvoy Sai, from the Sati, you'll know Sishmu, Chas V'Shalom, or something else. You don't have to dream up new things. You don't have to dream up new approaches. Like someone told me an interesting thought. Someone was interviewed in the paper about YU, or MTA. So he said a word like this. He says, they learn there the new math, but they also learn the old Torah. Very good. New math, but old Torah. We don't need a new Torah. There's only one Torah we got. That Torah was given at Har Sinai. That Torah was Torah Shebosav and Torah Shebalpeh. We have a Talmud Bavli, we have Mishnah, and Talmud Bavli, Talmud Yerushalmi, we have Rambam, Shulchan Aruch. This is Gilmad Viyah all the way. We don't need anything new. I say that there are problems. There's always good problems. That's why we're put into this world. If God didn't give us problems, then we wouldn't be here, because that's why we're people, and that's why we're not something else. And the source of being a human being, especially being Jewish, is tremendous, because if we go through this Olam HaShofel, we go through this dark world and come out okay, we go much higher than the angels, we go to the highest spot. So what is our solution? Not gaiva, not to try to think up new solutions, but to try to take the old Torah and use the old solutions. The old solutions are always the right ones. Just have to use them the right way. Yes.
That's right.
You have to believe that Kodesh Baruch Hu is there. Kodesh Baruch Hu will give you the strength to do what the Torah tells you to do. I personally think I'm a young man, but I'm a young man who's been on this world for many years. And in all the years, I can say that I've seen this so true. So many situations I've seen where, on the face of it, it seems very difficult situation, but if a person or Am Yisrael has a moon of B'tochen B'Hashem, so it works. Somehow the impossible happens. We never thought, L'masho, that I was in YU 30 years ago, I think I started something like that, 40 years ago, I don't remember that. So I never thought I'd see in YU midnight, Thursday night, midnight, 100 bachurim eating challenge.
About 30
challenge. Sneros at 12 o'clock with a record, then a packed base of medrash, 100 bachurim in the base of medrash. Never thought I would ever see such a thing. It happened. I never thought there would be a Lakewood in America. And 40 years ago, there were 15 boys in Lakewood. Today there were 3,000. 3,000. I never thought that there would be a day that there'd be, you know, tens of thousands of Jews sitting and learning in Eretz Yisrael. Wherever you go, shuls, yeshiva, shtiblach, svarim, all of this is a miracle. But it came because of the betachon of Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael had betachon. Take a Bava Rebbe. Bava Rebbe, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, was a refugee. He got off a boat. He was here with one son, I think, and a wife. That was it. Today, Baruch Hashem, it's a shul where the Ayin Hara, more than 1,000 men come every Shabbos. He has a whole kiryah in there. It's a swell. Lubavitch. Lubavitch Rebbe came off the boat and when it was 1942 or whatever. So how many chassidim do we have? 100 in America, I think. Maybe 100. Today, it's the 9 Ahara around the world. These things are because people have betachon in Hashem. There's a miracle Hashem does. The state of Israel is living betachon every second day. Every second of the day, it's a nace. Not much a nace. Billions of people want to destroy it, want to swallow it, and they can't. Clinton and China, Russia, the Arabs, the Europeans, not just the dance of that. what are we so worried about? Avinu Shebishamayim is a wonderful Kerachim Abba Banim Kein Rachim Oleinu, and the Rachmanis of an Afro Ben is unbelievable. It's tremendous. No matter what the Ben does, all the Ben has to say to his father, Abba, I'm sorry, and the father comes and hugs him and gives him everything. You don't have to be such a tzaddik for Avinu or Abba Rachman. You just have to say, I'm sorry, I want to be close to you, and boom, you're back and with the best of graces. As Rashi says in Chumash, if much of a father who's carrying a child in the road on his back, because he doesn't want the child to have to step on all the rocks, and then they bump into somebody, and this fellow talks to the child in the back and says, where's your father? He says, my father? Where is he? I don't know where he is. He's sitting on his back. But where's my father? Maybe you saw him. Rashi says, if a Jew is like that, God forbid, so then it's very bad. So we have Ravina Shabashamayim carrying us every second. Ravina Abba Rachman, Rachim Rachim Olenu, every second he carries us, every second he's with us. He took us from Mitzrayim, through Bavel, through Polas, Fayasheni, Yavon, Edom, until today, every situation, he take care of us. Don't have to worry so much. Bochum worrying about their little problems about. I told the story, I said it a couple of times, the one went to medical school, so if you won't get into medical school, you think the Bona Shalom doesn't have a different aid for you to make a living, only through medicine. So to make you a podiatrist, you won't be a doctor. What's the difference? Well, you become a dentist, so that's a big tragedy. You have more time to learn. So the thing is, you have to have B'tochen B'Shem. And the B'tochen B'Shem is the key to self-confidence. So I heard from the Rav. The Rav said that once was a psychiatrist, that I don't know how he came to talk to him. He said, he's a very famous psychiatrist, came to the Rav. A Jewish fellow, but unfortunately he was not yet religious. So he said to the Rav, he says, Rabbi Soloveitchik, I have a big problem with Judaism, because talk about fear of God. Fears are no good, we have to get rid of fears. This is the old time, you know, psychiatry. So the Rav says to him, he says, I want to ask you, doctor, you get a letter from the Internal Revenue Service saying they're going to audit your books and check your tax return. Do you have a little feeling of fear in your stomach? He says, I have to admit, Rabbi, I do. He says, let me ask you, doctor, if you would not feel well, good, and you go to a doctor and take an x-ray of your stomach and say, you know, there's a little growth in your stomach, which I think is cancerous, do you think you would have a little fear in your stomach? He says, I have a great fear. And he says, and one day your wife would say to you, you know, I want to divorce you. Would you be afraid? Oh, I'd be very afraid. So he says, there are a lot of fears. You have many fears. You have many fears. And people will insult you. You're afraid? Yeah. And people will go to your competitor and give them the business instead of going to you. You're afraid? Yeah. So the Salvation says, you know, we Jews, we're not afraid of anything. We're not afraid of the IRS. We're not afraid of our wives. We're not afraid of our competitors. We have only one fear. We're born slowly. So you gotta have one big fear than a million tiny fears. That's about Zohar. You gotta have one big fear than a million tiny fears. So, that's what the Shem Yishmael says, you have to see. When you say you as Hashem, it doesn't mean to walk around shaking, it means to see Hashem. Hashem, you're to see Hashem. Hold your chachodei, wherever you go, you should see Hashem. Wherever you go, you see Hashem. That'll have the true bitul, and you'll be able to have build a Mishkan. A Mishkan. So this is the end of Shabbos. Why does the Pasha begin with Shabbos? Why is Shabbos the key, apparently, to building a Mishkan? Because Shabbos is the Lashon of Shvisa Ubitul. Shabbos is the Lashon of Lishbos, of annulling, of being Mevatel. Shabbos, a Jew is Mevatel himself for the Ratzon of Hashem Yisbarach. Because, and Shabbos, because why during the week do we develop a certain level of gaiva? Why during the week do we somehow forget something about Hashem Yisbarach? Right, because we're creative, we do. So because we do, so by willy-nilly, we began thinking about ourselves. I do this and I'll do that and I won't do this and I won't do that and I'll answer the phone, I won't answer the phone. It's all me. I have to make decisions about what I will do. So I'm at the center. If I'm at the center, I push a Kodesh Baruch Hu Chas V'Shalom away. That's how come we forget about a Kodesh Baruch Hu, because we put ourselves at the center. That's during the week. And the fact is, this has to happen. It's a process, because the whole, he explained very deep point, the whole world exists, you know, according to Kabbalah and Hasidus. The whole world exists because God was Jew, Simsum. Originally, there was no space for anything else, because our Kodesh Baruch Hu was all over. Then in Kodesh Baruch Hu, in order to make the Bias Olam, he was Mitzamsem, he was Jew. So 10 steps backwards is the 10 Amaros that Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world. He withdrew 10 spots. The 10 stages of withdrawal, the world came into existence. So because God withdraws, we exist. So Mamela, we have to develop a sense of identity somehow without God, because if God is all over, I cease to exist. So we exist because God withdrew. So Mamela, this is the way the individual identity develops, which then leads to a gaiva. However, Shabbos, God stopped creation. Since the Kodesh Baruch Hu stopped creation, that means the process of Tzimtzum, of a Kodesh Baruch Hu withdrawing from the world, stopped on Shabbos. In fact, so therefore, the individual's identity also doesn't grow on Shabbos. He doesn't get bigger. And he ceases from action. And that's why it says in this parsha that Shabbos is Shabbos, Shabbosom. The double Shabbos. One Shabbos is that he doesn't continue to act like he does during the week, which itself develops his own ego. But more than that, he has a second Shavisa, that whatever good he does not take credit for it. He does not take credit for it. He throws it all away. Shabbos, he's not at all thinking about the ego, what he has accomplished. Shabbos is just l'sanegal Hashem, just to be close to Hashem and to enjoy the presence of Hashem. That's why Shabbos is a yom which is like Olam Haba. He's mevatel himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is onik Shabbos with Hashem. The whole world really ceases to exist. Everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avas Hashem. So it says until Mili Vashemayim V'imcha L'chofatzi Ba'aretz. Tov Melech says, I don't need anything else. I don't need the heavens, I don't need the earth, all I need is Hashem.
So the Rebbe said last week for Ramban, that Achas Tamim, you remind the Achas of the neighbor, you get rid of true, you get rid of introspection, you just get close to Hashem. So this meet, it's a proactive kind of
getting close to Hashem.
Having a lot of honeymoon.
I'm shining with Hashem. Walk with Hashem is brought hand in hand. That's what Shabbos is. So Mamela, This he says every Jew can accomplish. We should know that it's lo b'shemayni. Yilahaisa b'shemayni mitzitzoch la'alas acher lamda. You don't have to go to heaven. Kavalecha adavim od beficha v'vavcha. Every Jew can achieve the level of Shabbos. Not only tzaddikim, every single Jew can have it. The truth is, that every the Jews have it. The average Jew on Shabbos is walking with Hashem Yisbarach. Does not have gaiva. Just being this anagal Hashem. Doesn't pat himself on the back. Just has Abbas Hashem. So that's why he says an unbelievable talk about Aliyah Kaddish. You know that it says in the Chumash, we learned it last week, that Kaddish Baruch Hu told the Jews to remove the two crowns of Nasa and Nishma, to take away Edyon. The Aliyah Kaddish was Magal, a tremendous secret. That on Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu gives every Jew back his two crowns. Every Jew gets back the two crowns of Nasa and Nishma on Shabbos. Wow, it's unbelievable. Because what happened is because the chet of the egel was a chet of gaiva, and the chet of anochiyut of being focusing on oneself, and the cheshbon and sarabim of being too much in control, not relying on the Rosh on the Shabbos. We totally throw ourselves on the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We don't do anything. Shabbos, the day of Emunah and Betachon Bashem. So Shabbos, we get back like the Jews at Sinai, got the Nasa of the Mishma, you know, Bittul of Shvisa, of doing whatever Hashem is going. That's why Moshe gives it back to us every Shabbos, the two crowns. Yes?
What Nasa of the Mishma is all about. Nasa of the Mishma, first, usually, when it teaches you, and then I need to go out and do it. Just get the Nasa of the Mishma, like, the other way around, say, I'm going to do it, and then we'll sit down and we'll have a
Mishma. Right. It's Mimus. Right. Do it with a Mimus.
So that I'm doing it now, so it's the guy that does it. I'm doing it.
That's right. So the Nasa of the Mishma is the ticket for the guy. That's why. Isn't that unbelievable, too? That we get a Nasa. Every Shabbos is a new Nasa of Nishma. So that's why Shabbos is the Misak and the Chet of the Egel. That's why Shabbos brings you to Geula. Once the Misak and the Chet of the Egel, it's Geula, and you have Me'ein Olam Haba, Shabbos Me'ein Olam Haba. Because you have Nachlas, Yaakov, Yirush, Nachliel. Matnas Nachliel, this is the Maton of Shabbos. Doing it both times.
The fact of the Zohar for a foolish name of Shabbos.
Want to get some Yis Hashem very soon for Chag HaPesach. It's very important we should say something. Okay, why is the Yetzias Mitzrayim says in the Drashim, Rashi I think quotes it also, we've mentioned it in Haggadah, the two mitzvahs which Am Yisrael had to do the last night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Damai Chayi and Damai Chayi, Dam Nila and Dam Pesach. What are these two mitzvahs which were so important for Am Yisrael to do in order to have Yetzias Mitzrayim? And now we also know that Pesach and Nila, the two, in a certain way, that the Gemara says that they're the most two severe mitzvos asay in the Torah. These are the only two mitzvos asay that if a person does not do them, he gets the terrible punishment of kares, shortened lifespan. Usually kares is reserved for very, very severe los asays, like Chil Shabbos, Avodah Zarah, Gilu Arayos. Here, two mitzvahs are saved, bring a carbon Pesach, or do a bris milah. If you don't do them, chayiv kares, it's a merit thing, it's tremendous. And after these two mitzvahs are saved, with the Maya Chayi, there's Dam Pesach, which was on the two posts, and Dam Mila, they had Kol Ara LaYochel Bo. The Jew without a bris milah is not allowed to eat Pesach. So the Jews had to do a bris milah if you want to eat the Pesach. So Botai. He says, there's a couple of points that we want to make here. I'll leave it for service here. Man, Adam, has two chinos, has two levels. He has a Moach, we have a Lev. We have a Moach and Lev represents our mind, our logic, our intellectual side. And the lev, that's the moach, and the lev represents our emotional side. That's what a person is, a combination of moach and lev. And there are sins of the moach, and mitzvahs of the moach, and then there are sins of the lev and mitzvahs of the lev. For example, I brought the Zohar. Sin of Avodah Zarah is a mitzvah of the Seichel. It's a miscalculation of the intellect. Gilu Arayos is misplaced love. It's a misplaced emotion. It's the chet of the lev. Now, the Moach and the lev, the Pesach and the Nila, Korban Pesach and Bris Milah. It's like this. The Milah has to do with the Moach. This is a very deep word. You have to really understand this one. The Bris Milah is Mesakein the Moach. And the Korban Pesach is Mesakein the Lev. How is this so? Bris Milah, of course we know is Chosam Bris Kodesh. It's in the Sfarim HaKadoshim it says the Chosam of the Moach. It's like this. The Bris Milah represents the Kedusha, of a Jew, Kedusha Sfarim. The Jew is Kadosh. Shekideh she did mebetan. We say in the bracha of Bris Milah. Kideh she did mebetan. For Os Bris Kodesh, we call it Kodesh. The sorrow son. So it's Bris Milah produces Kedusha. Because Bris Milah basically is the idea of restraint. The Torah requires a lot of restraint in sexual affairs. This is us, and that's us. Whether it's women we're not allowed to marry, or the Chos Nidah is the most important. Every Jew follows the laws of Nidah with his wife. So things a lot of we call Kedusha basis for the Kedusha of the Jewish home. This is the Kedusha. And Kedusha comes from staying away from Aveiro, staying away from Tumah, staying away. Kedusha has to do with the Moach. It has to do with the Jewish brain. the Jewish brain is kadosh. You say Torah kadosha. That's the difference between chachma satol and the chachma of the goyim. Goyim have chachma. Chachma by goyim tamen. The Gemara says you have to believe they have chachma. Torah by goyim. You say there's Torah in the goyim. How tamen? Why? What's the difference? The Torah says this is chachma. That's chachma. The difference is one is chachma. Chachma chilonit. Stam chachma. And the other is chachma sheyesh ba kedusha. The Torah is a chachma sheyesh ba kedusha. They have to produce a certain sanctity. That's why we say, and people could say, why do you say such a thing? But we say, someone who learns more Torah, knows more Torah, the bigger the Tam Chacham, the more of a tzaddik he is, the more ish kadosh he is. Because Torah produces a certain kind of a restraint. It restrains a person. It makes his mind not full of chachma, which has a kedusha to it. There's a certain thing, kedusha of chachma. This comes from the Tzvi'ut. This is the tikkun of the Moach. So we say that a person like Clinton, Chas v'Shalom, Mahabu, Elif, Alfa, Abdallah, and I don't ever have to mention the name, but such a person can have no chachmas, I'll tell you. He may be a chacham and other things, but he couldn't have chachmas, I'll tell you, because a chacham and Torah doesn't stay in such a person. Torah isn't even a kedusha. Person who's so cold. So the bris mila is misakin the malach. This is like the tefillin shabarosh. The tefillin you put on your hand, on your head. And this is in of Yiras Hashem. Yiras Hashem is an in of seichel. Comes from understanding. Person sees, he said, you mean to see. Person sees the godless of the Bara Olam, how every second of my life is a gift. How every time I take a breath, the Neshima is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because God's tremendous, miraculous machine, the human body, is working. And the oxygen supply is there in the air for me to take, how everything is. The oxygen came from the trees, the leaves, from the photosynthesis, which will work from the sun, and the sun is one of many stars. Anyway, how all of this works is tremendous, infinite wisdom that Kodesh Baruch Hu put in just to have me able to take a breath. And all the parts of my body are working, my lungs, my heart, my blood is circulating, the oxygen gets into the blood and burns the food. All of this is just miraculous. You see the Bnei Shalom every second you see. You just have to open your eyes a millimeter and you see him. So this is Yiras Hashem. This is all an intellectual action where your person understands it. Yiras Hashem is a result of Das. Chochma Bina V'Das. The Yodata you know when you see, you know, and that's Yiras Hashem. This is all in the Moach. This comes from Bismillah. So a baby, a boy has to have a Bismillah for all of this to develop. What about the lave? The lave is Avos Hashem. Person has to have a tremendous chukin love and connection and dreikus for Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Avon. This is the Kav Pesach. The Pesach is our connection to the Ribono Shel Olam. Kav Pesach. It's a Kavon. Kavon Melashon is Kavus, coming closer and closer to the Yachal to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kavinu Shel Shemayim. This is the Tefillin Shel Yad. Yad, you put the tefillin next to the lave. Because my lave is full of Avos Hashem. So now, the geula of Mitzrayim was that the Jews were zocher to lave and Moach. The Jews, when they were slaves, they didn't have a lave or they didn't have a Moach. They didn't have a lathe because their hearts were stuffed. Stopped up. They had basically no life. There was no excitement. And they had no mark. They couldn't think holy thoughts. They were asleep. Without a mark and a lathe. And this in general, by the way, is what Haman of Russia told Tachashverosh. He mentioned Yishenim. Yeshnu Am Echad. The Jews are asleep. Yishenim, the Medrash says, was they have no life. They're not excited about their Judaism. They have no lathe. It's just the robots. It's a mechanical Judaism. It's but they have no sensitivity. They're not. They have no experience of the Judaism. They're not excited. They don't love the Bnei Shalom. They don't love Am Yisrael. They're sleeping. That's where they could go to such a suda. A Jew who was sensitive and had Abbas Hashem couldn't go to such a ball. He'd get disgusted. He'd run away. But they had no feelings.
I thought maybe Rabbi Newberg already spoke with his mothers. So before the finish, it was like that. Why say like Yehudim Haisa or the Simcha Sassim Yichar? Why don't you say like Yehudim Haisa Shabbos, Yomtiv, the Mila Lekshon? So he's saying that since the Shem and Amitzvot, now that they have like a new lease on life, now they saw how they got, after being asleep, after seeing how they almost got killed, now you really saw the thoughts. I think after the things that the Gemara said, like what we're saying, the Gaz of Shabbos, right? The Gaz of Shilin, the Gaz of Mila. See, what did we represent? Like the Rebbe saying that. Yeah. They finally saw like how much.
Oh, they finally realized what it was. So now they're just going through the motion.
Yeah,
now they finally understood the essence.
Right.
So now, this is Pesach. The problem Pesach. Now we have Kaddish. It's the most famous thing that we maybe said. Pesach has been shown Pesach that their mouths were able to speak. Pesach. The mouth is the key to the lathe. Just like the bris milah is the key to the malach, to have the chokhmah satorah, the person has kedusha, in ish kardosh kemizachah for kedusha satorah. Shmiras haloshin is the key to the lathe. Person who speaks foul language, dirty language, hateful language, he can't have a loving heart. Only because all his mouth expresses his selfishness, so his heart will be full of his own ego. In order to love others and to be giving, his mouth has to be, the mouth is the mafteach, the key to the lathe. His mouth says beautiful things, compliments, helpful things, and his lathe can open up and pour out his love. Or in davening, if he davens, speaks words of Kedusha to Hashem, and he's offered to Abbas Hashem. And the Peh is the Mashpeh of the lathe. That's why the Aviyah Kodesh said that Amis always offered to the lathe on Pesach, so they got a Pesach, they got a Peh to talk. Words of Tefillah, words of Abba, words of Shira, words of Allah. We should be zochel bochai. The Swiss Chag of Pesach, the days of Pesach are coming. Soon to be Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Amish. Eis Dovim, the Zman of Avos Hashem and Avos Yisrael. Zman of Torah Kedusha, we should be zochel to Torah, Kedushas of Torah, Kedusha. Zman of every Jew have Kedusha, Ava, Yiras Shemayim, Avos Hashem. Do the same of the heavenly
Amen. Hey, Thank you. Hey,